the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمته ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, you know that we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this part says, يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وَهُوَ يَرْجُو مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ حِلْمِكَ. My protector, how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أَمْ كَيْفَ تُؤْلِمُهُ النَّارُ وَهُوَ يَأْمُلُ فَضْلَكَ وَرَحْمَتَكَ. Or how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? أَمْ كَيْفَ يُحْرِقُهُ لَهِيبُهَا وَأَنْتَ تَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهُ وَتَرَى مَكَانَهُ. Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice, while you see his place? Earlier in the previous episode, we mentioned that we have many Quranic verses and traditions implying that the Almighty Allah has a vast ocean of mercy and for all the servants. But this vast ocean is for the one who intends, the one who truly wills and longs for reaching this kind of mercy. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says, مَا مِن شَيْءٍ أَكْرَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ إِبْنِ آدَمَ. Nothing in Allah's presence is more valuable than Adam's progeny. قِلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةِ. He was then asked, O Messenger, aren't the angels as valuable as the human beings? Aren't they at least the same level? He stated, قال الملائكة مجبورون بمنزلة الشمس والقمر. The angels, just like the sun and the moon, are obliged to worship and glorify Allah. This means that the human beings have the blessings of freedom and will. Whenever the human beings use this freedom in performing Allah's orders, they would get subjected to His special mercy and benevolence.
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So you have seen in different parts of the Kumail supplication the name of mercy, the name of clemency, the name of hope and staying hopeful, and instances that, as Imam Ali alayhi salam is describing in this part of the Kumail supplication, the person who is under chastisement, the person who is confined within the different levels of hellfire, is still hopeful for Almighty Allah's mercy. Now, in the Islamic sources, there is a key mentioned, an important key of mercy. And this is what Imam Ali alayhi salam says. Imam Ali says, supplication is the key of mercy. In his will to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib says, thereafter, he put the keys of his treasuries in your hand, and that he has allowed you to ask him from it. So whenever you wished, you opened the doors of his treasuries through supplication. The phrase, so whenever you wished, you opened the doors of his treasuries through supplication, has a clear indication to the kind of relation which exists between prayer and the response. And of course, this key of mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made ready for the servants. Supplication is that key by which we unlock the treasures of Allah's mercy. The treasures of Allah's mercy have no end, but not everyone has and possesses the key to the treasures. Not everyone is able to open the treasures of his mercy. That is why we mentioned one important tradition in the previous episode, that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Iyyakum wal kasal." Avoid laziness and dullness, because your Lord is beneficent and grants great rewards for your small acts. This prayer is one of those keys of mercy. But the point is, if the supplicant truly wants to be in this vast ocean of mercy or not. The verse of the Holy Quran says, whatever mercy Allah unfolds for the people, no one can withhold it. This means the keys of mercy and salvation are in the hands of the human beings. But the point is whether they want to use it or not. Dear listeners, we will try to discuss different aspects of prayer as one important key of mercy in the next episodes. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side.